we were talking about this whole subject of the, you know, the zeros, if we use the four-letter words.
Well, the night I was there, one woman got a zero for using the word penis, and then the guy got a zero for using
the four-letter word.
And then...
That's fucking incredible.
And then
I can't believe that.
And the guy who did the poem about Alice in Wonderland's Dominatrix, he did not get a zero. But
he won.
He deserved it.
Okay, I was like, Scott?
I think it was Scott.
Is skirting the line, but it shows you what you can do. And the judges, please.
Well, pull their tongues out of each other's asses and please give the ratings.
The judge made it kind of hard. I don't
know. Look at the all did.
Okay, Sister Brennan.
This is a poem that was written on September the 26th last, which happened to be my son's 18th birthday. It also happened to be the occasion of a lunar eclipse.
Oh, when was this? What date?
September 26th, 1926. Tonight the sun and Mother Earth converge to ghost the century's moon. So soon, it seems, the waxing days are done. Already the harvest has begun. The last shadow of this age slips swiftly past its lucid face, makes haste to cast its spell in shade before the midnight bell. As ancient Saturn watches, the darkest hour approaches, effaces the globe's red surfaces until the sanguine mirror of the sun's corona shows. It strengthens, arc by arc it grows until, this side of paradise, the eyes of the clear moon once again can see the future bright and blazing in the adult sky.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I wrote this on my birthday. I wrote this on my birthday.
Birthday?
Growing up.
I know.
Well, he knows how to drink, though.
Ray taught him all he knows.
I taught him everything he knows about drinking.
I've really taught him.
He got that cute face, though. He got the face that launched 1,000 girls' crushes. Alright, I wrote this on my birthday. Birthday. Robert De Niro, birthday. We left Perfection County sometime back, drinking and dancing at Seven Woes Cafe. Neon lovemaking midst abandoned joys. Empty courtyard confessions, rising stars. My girl said, it's okay, everyone's gone. Don't capitulate, just say goodbye. Come with me, here's your jacket, let's go. It's okay, there are still bells to ring. Young and necessary, she drives, holds my hand, sings about the rain. Perfection County and the cost of love. Sparkling tokens tattoo my visions. My girl won't quite let me go away. Back uselessly to the Seven Woes Cafe. Fucking been there, man. Been there, done that. Father Burke, Brother Burke, Sister Burke, Mother Burke, please play Burke.
Been dazed and confused for so long.
Yeah, there are no words to that.
Down by the riverside.
I think I'll do a cover song. Well, not a cover song. How about a little instrumental?
Yeah.
Do something I used to know. It's called Undertour from Top. Well, actually,
yeah.
It's a combination of Undertour.
Fucking
and
right.
I really like to do a double track.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need a pick.
Thank you.
Great, that's a different bridge.
Okay. Now I'm going to turn from my own stuff to Mr. Amante's stuff.
Oh. Yeah. The Rick Man.
The Rick Man.
I'm sorry.
Barbara.
Right? I was going to say that. Give me 2 seconds. You got to get the old brain. Yeah, but did you meet Rick?
Oh, yeah.
You did meet him.
Here's the Rick.
All right, here's the Rick.
May he flourish in Seattle.
May he flourish and keep fucking as enthusiastically as he's fucking tonight.
Do you think he is?
Yes. He told me a letter. Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that. I think that's a very good idea.
He's sex drenched in Seattle.
Is he really?
Isn't that a movie?
It's okay. No, this is not close enough. Close enough.
This one's called A Big If.
From Amante.
From Amante, yeah. If God is cyclone, I am farmhouse. If sky is empty, I am plenitude. If love is absent, I am quiet, say nothing. Pass through like old cart with black water.
Yeah! Huh. Yeah! Fucking right!
I like that.
Sister cocaine, sister morphine.
Are we around here?
I guess no. Jerry. You got another?
Jerry's got some stuff.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay,
yeah.
We got it. Yeah. Do it. They're all serious.
Does he have it, Sarah? We met last night in someone else's dream. A spinster, I think. She lived in an ancient brick house, with missing shingles, crabgrass, a busted doorbell, and a black pot-belly mailbox and a red flag sticking straight up. She lived with a cat. Was it a cocktail party or simply a tea in this old woman's dream? The kitchen was cramped, filled by formica tabletops, Christmas pot holders, and teacups flowered with pansies and marigolds. Her cat had a litter box. It was crowded, wasn't it, as I remember, in the dream. People came from other days for this aged lady's birthday snooze. Troubadours wore pompadours, knights wore armor, 12th or 14th century Yupik. Great dreams, huh? You wore red, spitfire red, short-skirted dress, curving about your torso and leaving muscled legs bare. Cliché, it was a glance across that populated chamber. You leaned forward, eyes behind full moon lenses to get a raptor-sharp look. I turned away first. In that woman's dream. Was that your stare pounding Woody Woodpecker at my head? Running my hand through my hair, I discovered a new haircut for myself, George Clooney cropped. And looking up, I saw my father's face in the mirror. Not in the army uniform he wore at my age, just my clothes, too comfortable for style, too stylish for comfort. Long, ash-blonde hair drifted down your back as flotsam. And your braid hung anchor-like, rising above the continental shelf and ever-deepening ocean. Clean-shaven legs stretched out and doubled the distance between us. The gentle colonial garbs had toughened to me, and I lost you in the crowd, in that dream. I found you munching on Toblerone chocolate like catnip. You sat compass-like, left leg tucked under you, right leg pointing straight for Polaris. Caught you smiling, Mona Lisa gal. Wajikanda's got nothing on you. Little smile, too coy for comfort, but too honest for trifles. You looked up, ears clicking on like stereo answering machines. And I needed an opening line. A Christopher Columbus, Henry Hudson sort of line. I needed to travel where maps are left undrawn, to round the Cape of Good Hope and sail through the Vermilion Sun and Bar Cafe. I needed a Neil Armstrong in the Sea of Tranquility saying for you. You opened your mouth and responded with a pithy staccato, 22 caliber thrombolina spat. Words. He spoke to me in syllables. This day I got syllables. Sunday I got sentences. Long, elegant sentences. Sentences dressed in tuxedos and evening gowns. Sentences sipping champagne and noshing on cucumber sandwiches. Sentences racing DeLoreans and Lamborghinis along the Autobahn. Today I get syllables. You speak in syllables. Speak sentences of syllables. Speak paragraphs of syllables. Speak pages of syllables. Speak to me in syllables. Hey, I know you. Didn't we meet in someone else's dream? Not really? Funny, I could have sworn it was you.
Yeah!
Wow.
Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah! Fucking right.
Wow.
Straw woman man, do what you can. Do the can-can.
This is a poem for which the title is part of the poem. Pawn title, keep car. Marquee of light that beckons me from sorry luck to spark of hope. The truck, the deed is in the box, and all they need is my John Hancock on the back to fix me up with a few bucks, a green wad of fast cash, enough to pay the taxes, the light bill, last month's rent, and 10 for a round at max. I cruise by slow and stop to think for just a bit about the taste of money in my pocket, and I about decide to hawk it. But then I reckon the title's one hell of a joke, and I'll be damned if I let another thing own me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is called Threshold. I think Jim heard this once in a letter.
You might have
heard this in a letter. Yeah, this is in a letter I wrote to you back in May. May.
Last month.
And May. Both. Neither. This is Threshold. Thrashing inside the door, bones of pilgrims clogged, neither song nor kindness valid here. Be violent with green madness. Are your dreams tough enough for blows, for aloof generosity, for innocent rose? Can you reduce to a shaking hand? What is that hand willing to do? The door watches hunger, studies lament. Will kill your obsession and release good you. Call you an angel, let bastards pass through. Hand you a prayer, smiling adieu. Well, here's a contract and here's a quill. Here's the money. No, of course it wasn't you. Reducing her to shreds and smoke. Crushing her bones to petals. Smiling pretty, like you meant it.
What was it about? I still...
Threshold.
Threshold. I got
threshold.
That letter, too.
Threshold.
It's kind of wondering what it was about.
So it's about the song you're about to play.
Not quite. No, I was trying to think. I thought one of the other originals. A long time ago, I used to sit at the Boston Common. It was when I look back, I suppose, my first attempts, my first forays into, we're talking back 1970. And we're talking almost 30 years ago. No, I can't believe that long. It's getting to be closer to 30. I always like to say 25 years, because it's better to say 25 than 30. Well, I always thought it was kind of hypocrisy on my part. I think age is in mind. But I used to make up these, I thought I was making up jazz chords. A woman along a sidewalk, on the sidewalk, she ran into a man. What if it was you? Like I said, clever jazz chords. Well, she ran into a man, he ran into her, he had a big dog. She had a small dog.
You can make this shit up as you go along, you fucker.
This is a true story. Going back many years to the Boston Common. Well, when the little dog saw the bigger one, it took a big shit.
Very happy.
Long before I this is what I thought. I was really clever with jazz. And that is the gist of a song. You wanted a poetry fling. That is the gist of a song that I made up back then. I'm sorry. He wanted a live.
But it became part of your repertoire.
Yeah, well, no, that was the first time I ever played that one. But I've been trying to do a lot of more original music, you know. And I have a lot of cover songs now. I'm playing out at the end of July and the beginning of August.
It's not the 20th.
Two dates. So I'm doing.
You're not playing the 20th.
I'm playing. That's free. I mean,
no, but you're not playing out on the 20th.
No, I'm playing with you. We're
collaborating on
that. Everybody's invited, by the way. Yeah. Everybody come on down. But that's a true story. It was really cool. I was sitting up on the top of the hill where we were that time, Boston Common, and there was this guy that came along with a big dog. This little dog, I swear to God, this girl, this guy, and it's like a very prim and proper meeting, and all of a sudden this little dog just had a big crap. It was like right in the middle, though. This is before pooper scooper days.
Was this blue or yellow THC, Jim?
This was simply a lot. I know what I saw, and all of a sudden I saw them hastily depart. There's another big pile of crap on the sidewalk. I was going to write a song about crap, but I decided it was something to the effect that, you know, how no matter how good we are, no matter how much money we make, all our dogs take shits.
When we least expect it.
Yeah, when we least expect it, right.
Okay, Mark.
True story, okay. Like I said.
This is one of Rick's again. Memories of Utah. After the flight had ended, he found himself walking slowly through the desert, naked, disarmed, dizzy, spitting up rancid whiskey. And the only anarchy that mattered was devotion to this one moment, bellowing in clear waves across the salt flats.
Across the salt flats.
Fucker. It's getting fucked right now, 3 hours behind us.
Oh, what's that? Our friend?
Our friend. Our captain. Our jailer, our freer. Jerry, are you,
Yeah.
Okay. Sister Morphine.
Back around, huh? Okay, new poem. This is called Talk/Show. And in honor of a book that Ray recently sent me, has a subtitle, Latter-day Rilke to the Young Poet.
Oh.
Rap and rhyme and rhythm come easy in our time. Slip a disc in the slot, take it on the street. Even TVs for your kitchen or your hand. You're not ever gonna have to miss the Soaps or Oprah or Ricky or Martel. You can catch the action at the Hoops. Listen to play-by-play in hell. Switch to CNN if there's a war on. You like jazz or classics instead? Turn your radio to NPR. Pump Monk or Mozart into your head. You got MTV for rock and sex. 900 numbers for one-on-one. Chat rooms on the net, chain email, fax machine, call waiting on the cell phone. It's a media world. It's instant conversation, 24-hour-a-day communication, constant information, language grown berserk. How much of this word frenzy can we bear? Empty noises fill the empty air. Vexed with all this talking, we forget what solitude is like. Forget to let things simply speak for themselves. Shut out the siege. High across the plain, song survives, mysterious and dim. Strong as the urge toward love and pain, and soft as a monastery hymn. Above the battle din and quarrel in the hushed library of the mind, there still awaits a quiet carol where the heart can see to do its work.
Alright.
Yeah! All right. Yeah, that was good, man. That was good. I like that second part where you got down to work. All that.
The best things in life are free. Yeah. If you can give them to the birds and the bees, now give me money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your money gonna give me a thrill. Money, that is what I want. That's what I want.
Beer pitcher Cam.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
Oh, oh, coming, coming. All right.
Wow, man.
Yeah. That's what
money?
He wants.
You want money?
That's the whole, as a matter of fact, that's the whole, as a matter of fact, that's the whole point of the song. I don't want money. I don't need it.
Take a piss, Jim. It'll make you feel better.
Money, money, money.
Woohoo! Yeah. We can only hope, man. Oh, man, this is cool, man. This is cool. Yeah, yeah. This is one of the better ones, man. Everybody's drinking whiskey.
And rye and singing, this will be the day that I die.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Heather and Holly. And Five Fingers, no waiting. Oh God, searching for those fucking guitar picks really dug it out of me. I can't do that no more, man. I was talking about searching for guitar picks and fingers.
I don't know what happened to those. I don't know. I brought those out to the Rockettes game. I think I would end up throwing them to the audience.
You were disgusted. Yeah, get more.
All right, we have to tease.
I have a poem about UFOs and sex when you get back. When you get back, you get beer too. You know, you can't just show up with your smiling self. You know. Yeah. Yeah, let's throw it. I showed up at the window. Did you guys see me at the window earlier tonight laughing?
I heard you.
I was there. I thought I'd manifest extra-textually, as it were. I became a postmodern paradigm all into myself.
You are a postmodern paradigm. Where's your ponytail? Damn.
Oh, God. Well, I took my...
And your earring.
And the earring.
Yes.
Well...
And
you have to understand. You have to understand. You know, I can't take my pants off right now, but I do have a ponytail down there. It's just got real long and stuff. I just snuck the earring in there somewhere, but it kind of hurt. Yeah. That's what I want. Da 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 da. Yeah, get ready to lunch.
Hmm?
You get ready to lunch. You gotta eat.
That's right. T-minus.
You gotta have your spinal column and your small toe exactly aligned.
T-minus 12 hours, 17 minutes till lunch.
There you go. There you go. There you go. That's all right. No, we're doing well. We're doing well. We're having a, you know, whatever it is.
We heard some good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chairs are doing 69. This is like Rick and his girlfriend right now. Yes, Tarik, is he on top or bottom?
That's a good conundrum for us to figure out there.
Well, I don't think it was the same.
I don't think any.
Don't take us there.
Besides, I don't think it's the same what? Right now as it was 10 seconds ago.
That's the philosophical question.
That doesn't matter.
The universe is in a constant state of flux.
I think so. Yeah, and I think that's the answer to the question, though. Especially zero gravity. What's
ooh,
up?
Maybe there's the space
what's
needle.
Up is down, what's up down is up.
Maybe they're doing the space needle.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
That's up the space needle. Yeah.
The current possibilities are so endless.
Yeah.
I'll have to share this story with Ray when he gets back.
Well, I met Ray one of the times that I was here in Boston, and my sister, who was living in West Hartford at the time, came over to Boston with me, and Ray and Rick promised that, you know, yeah, we'll take you out, you know, we'll, you know, show you all the great places in Boston to go, you know, hang out. And we went over to this place in Cambridge called Man Ray, you know, that has two different dance floors going at the same time, and one was 80s music,
right,
and one was techno. And,
okay.
Yeah, and you know, so we just kind of, you know, went back and forth, you know,
right,
between the two, you know, just seeing whatever we could do was weirdest at the time. And it happened to be gothic night at Man Ray, so there were, you know, there were nose ring types, you know, in white makeup and, you know, vampire outfits and, you know, velvet breeches
right,
and stuff like that. And it was a
They're
totally
doing it in the
surreal
space field
experience.
Yeah, I agree.
Alex, Ray, you did it that time.
I dropped
he
it.
He did it. Alex, get up your ass up.
No.
Get hit.
No. It's not there.
I know. Well, you heard it.
I'm sorry.
Well, you broke it.
He did not hear it.
Fail.
I did not hear it. I'll clean it up.
Come on. Now he's
listen, everybody saw me reach for it and then not quite grab it.
I tried to catch it.
And we tried to catch it.
They give you a nickel, they give you a dime, he asks you with a grin if you're having a good time, but he finds you every time you slam the door.
I'm sorry, Barbara, every time we drink together, there's always broken glass.
There's always something to clean up.
Yeah, there is.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. I didn't
that's
mean that.
That's not the big piece of glass
okay,
out of the
way. Well, just leave it there. It'll be fine. Okay, let's go on. I need a glass now.
No, really. Can you pick it up? Weird. Oh, man.
It's there. It's in the corner. We'll just throw it out the window.
All right. No, I've been drinking all this thing.
Drinking all this
Well, you know, at least
it's a small glass, man.